My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Happy Open Line Thursday morning to all. We are the Junks, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next 5-star technician, it's very simple. Go to cropmetcalf.com. You can find out more information there. I'm Cakes at Money Metal Cakes is where you find me on Twitter, at Cakes Flops on your Instagram. Everybody say hello to Jason Bishop.
Everybody?
Yeah, everybody.
All right. Everybody, hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
John Paul Flame Johnny is Cakes. Also here.
What's up, Cakes?
He's repping the QO this morning, where his son goes to high school.
Last
Q,
year.
Q Orch.
Ah, very good. And Eric Bickle here as well.
Thank you, buddy.
This is your 4-man junk show. It's end of summer. It's heading into fall.
I know. Can you believe it?
Didn't feel like the fall yesterday.
Oh, it was a million degrees.
Thursday night college football slate awaits.
Yes.
There's a lot happening.
Also, just 1 week away from the NFL kickoff.
That's correct. Fantasy drafts.
One week away
up.
From the NFL kickoff. I mean, finally here.
It's the biggest week to 2 weeks for your fantasy football drafts every single year.
Jason, yeah. I just have to interject here.
Uh-huh.
This is from Eric. And it says, question for Jason, so please give him half.
Okay.
Going to play Caves and Pebble next month. What is a standard tip and what is considered a good tip for the caddy?
By the way, how rich is this guy? He's playing Caves, Valley, and Pebble in the same month.
Right.
So rich.
I played Caves. I don't remember what I tipped. I just did whatever the member told me to give. Right.
Well, I'm not sure exactly what the tip is because my boy handles that. But I'm guessing that the caddy fee is probably $100-$150. And then
you probably sweeten it a little bit.
Yeah, you sweeten it. I know it's like $650 or $700 just
those
to play.
Guys probably clean up, right? Because you played out there, right, Valdez? How much did you tip when you went out there?
When I went out to Pebble,
yeah,
I think it was $140 a man.
Okay.
Yeah, but, so you can probably okay. You know,
but
throw
imagine
another
when like all these rich guys are out there.
Yeah,
they're probably giving a $300-$500 easy.
I would assume. I think they're a miser.
When we were at Ridgewood, it was hard to get on there.
Yeah.
And so the member at Bayonne was like, hey, we should probably light them up because they made it work. Reciprocity for our club. Uh-huh. So we ended up giving like 200.
Oh,
right. Okay. All right. So there you go.
So when's he going out there?
I don't know. I don't care.
Yeah, he got.
I mean, do I get half since I answered the question?
Yeah, I mean, you chipped in.
I'll give you a little bit. I'll give you a little something.
Yeah, well, I said 150.
I mean, that'd be asking Valdez for a few nublets.
But I guarantee
chipping in on the cameo a few weeks ago.
But my buddy Carl, who's been going out there, he's probably played Pebble 150 times, and I'm not exaggerating.
Right, that's a lot.
He has his own guys out there, Jerry and Mike, and
I'm
Neil.
Sure he takes care
Jerry,
of
Mike, and Neil.
Those are his
three guys.
Caddies.
Yeah, and okay. Jerry's about 80 years old.
Okay.
Mike's probably in his early 60s. Neil's probably our age, but those are all his guys every time.
Right.
And I guarantee he lights their ass up. He probably gives them 500
Good for him.
Do they? I get psyched when I get an old caddy because you just feel like those guys definitely know the greens.
They're seasoned.
Oh, they definitely know the breaks.
They know. They know every shot. They know every shot, every roll, every undulation. They know it all.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway.
So he'll have fun. Hope he stays in the Casa Palmero when he gets his own jacuzzi.
It's a nice setup.
Oh, big guy.
That's where you were.
It's nice.
I probably was in that thing 30 times in 3 days.
Right. I always get a little bit weirded out. Now, I'm sure that was nice, but it's different. But if you go into a hotel that has like a hot tub or something.
We were supposed to go to the jacuzzi.
I always feel like it's gross.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, strangers. Yeah, but
I also kind of feel like the hot water just should kill, hopefully, anything that's in
the
there.
All the germs and all
that's,
the...
Look, that's the tact I'm taking.
Yeah.
That's,
I mean, if there's chlorine in there, but you know, sometimes I've been to places before where you have no idea if they put chlorine in the hot tub or whatever. Like you rent an Airbnb, they got a hot tub out there. You don't know how often they're making sure that thing's straight.
I'm more scared of, and this will shock nobody.
Yeah.
I saw a story about this yesterday. Like five people got electrocuted in the pool.
No, where?
I think they all survived. Somewhere in Indiana.
But what happened?
I think it's like lights? Like one of the lights, you know, had some sort of malfunction. Five people went,
oh my god,
survived it, but still,
they must have low voltage or
didn't
something.
Didn't that
in there,
happen in
a Matt Damon movie,
Syriana, the movie with Clooney?
Yeah,
like the kid went in the pool.
Yeah, boom.
There's a malfunction. Oh. Kid electrocuted.
That's a great movie.
Haunting.
It's a really good movie. Haunting. Sorry to start the show off on something so morbid.
I think about that even when I'm in my silly hot tub. I go, how this all works.
You don't know.
I don't get electrocuted in here. Well, it's electricity. You
know, you're just trusting in the technology.
I got lights and everything and the jets.
Of course.
I don't know.
I think all that works.
I don't know.
Electricity.
There's no malfunction.
Hey, so we had Mike Rizzo, the Nats GM, on yesterday, and Dylan Cruz hit his first homer.
That's right. I know. I saw that.
And just
his
ninth at bat?
What a great debut. I mean, really, like weekend. First of all, they win 2 of 3.
Like 2 of 3 from the Yankees. Gore pitched pretty well.
I think Gore's a stud. I don't know what he's going through right now.
I don't know how it's a weekend.
Whatever. Three. Whatever it is.
The three game series.
They
took 2 out of 3. Yeah.
And then he, you know, like his first day, okay, he gets a walk, whatever, gets acclimated, little jitters. Second day, gets 2 hits. Third day, a dinger. That's amazing. Amazing debut.
He's got RBI double.
Yeah. He's got 4 hits in first 3 games.
Amazing debut. Don't have to go through that. That's Dylan Cruz is 0-for-27.
How about James Wood had three
swipers. Yeah. He said, give me one of those. Wow. I'll take another. And then I'll take a third.
Right.
Third bag. I'll just take them.
Well, they were just running all over Wells, the catcher for the Yankees.
Now, they did have an embarrassing debacle. I think it was in the 8th inning when they ran their way into an 8-6-2-3-2-4-5-4 double play.
Oh, I didn't see that.
I didn't see it, but I saw Grant tweeting about it saying it was the worst base running he's ever
seen
in his life.
They've had some base running gaffes this season. And that's
to see it.
That's going
to
happen when you steal more bags. But this one was kind of embarrassing.
Right.
If you missed it, you can see the highlight on ESPN.com.
No, I want to see it. Could you just describe how it started? Like, just a ground ball?
I think there was a deep shot to center field that went over the center fielder's head.
Yeah.
And then whoever was on third got caught. And whoever was on second got caught.
Got everybody all jammed up.
There were just rundowns everywhere.
Oh, man.
But again, that was a very small footnote on what was a really nice win against the Yankees.
Can you imagine Rizzo's head exploding in the box because we've been with him before?
I'm sure he wasn't happy as that was transpiring.
He hates pitchers that don't throw strikes, and he freaking hates base running errors.
Yeah.
And Washington leads the majors in stolen bases with 187.
Right.
Even lead the Reds, who De La Cruz has like 65.
Mm-hmm.
So they're just having a great year on the base pass. It was awesome. Jacob Young got his 31st last night.
So EB, yesterday you were kind of defending the Commanders wide receivers as Jason and I and John were all saying that it's just not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
And you were saying, well, they've got guys who can make plays. They went out and got a guy, Noah Brown.
I mean,
from the Houston Texans.
He's had moments. I don't want to diminish him too much, but
he's
not
had
like
as many moments as De'Ami Brown for sure, and probably as Oz.
Right. Oh, maybe even a little bit more.
He's had way more moments than De'Ami Brown.
But it's not like they brought in...
He has 115 catches in his career.
It's not like they brought in John Taylor.
No.
You know what I mean?
No.
They brought in another... A guy that was just released. Like, don't... He's not a savior. He's a piece, though.
No, he's a piece, but he's had upward trajectory over the last two seasons, which is good.
I think that's true.
And he'll compete for, like, the second or third wideout spot.
And he's a bigger guy.
He's a little bigger.
Yeah.
I think it's a helpful thing. I'm glad they did it. But I still also think, and I tweeted about it yesterday, I actually scheduled the tweet like 2 hours in advance, and then they picked up Noah Brown in between, which is hilarious. I think that, you know, a couple years ago when we brought in Logan Thomas, back padding machine cakes, go to the tape. I said, I love that guy's skill set.
I love
his athleticism. And out of nowhere, he caught 72 balls. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not saying Oz is going to catch 72 or De'Ami's going to catch 72. There are instances where guys are in the league, and I think Noah Brown is a good example of it, who for 4 or 5 years don't really do much, and then they start having an impact. That's basically what's happened with Brown. Brown's been around since like 2017 or something?
Yeah,
he's been around a while.
A seventh rounder.
He's
an NFL survivor.
He's been around
survivor.
Six. I think this is year seven or
and
six.
And so he kind of blossomed his last couple years, and I think if you're because these guys are all incredible athletes. We're jaded because we're talking about margins, you know, with some of these guys being better than others. So I think it'll be helpful, but I still maintain that Oz or De'Ami, one of those two, is going to have a breakout year this year.
He had three real eye-popping games in 2023. He had six catches for 153 and a touchdown against the Bucks. Mm-hmm. He had seven for 172 in a win against the Bengals, and then he had eight for 82 and a touchdown against the Titans.
So who
did they let go off the roster?
Well, no, they traded Ridgeway.
Ridgeway got traded. I didn't see that.
Yeah, yeah. Right. So, and I think that's why they waited. Didn't necessarily pick anybody up off of waivers.
So Mathis goes up a spot on the depth chart.
Yeah, Mathis survived that duel.
For what it's worth, on ESPN.com's depth chart, they've got Noah Brown as a top three receiver now.
I think he probably is.
I mean, he's got more catches in 2022. Like, if you took Zacchaeus' best year, he finished with 40 catches. Similar number here, Brown finished with 43 catches in 2022, had 33 last year, although he only played 10 games.
Mm-hmm. Right. This is what I'm saying. Just like he's had a breakout, just like Logan Thomas had a breakout, I think one of our other guys, if they're featured, will break out.
They'll break out because they'll be on the field and they'll be targeted, so they'll have to put up numbers.
Exactly, yeah. And they're all great athletes.
Of course, NFL players are great athletes.
Right.
But again, like JP was pointing out, I mean, they obviously thought that they needed some more help at that position, so they went out and got a guy.
Well, I thought it was interesting, and we both talked about it, that they only kept six. So
they had a plan
that they were hoping to maybe pick somebody up. I did think it was interesting that they didn't really pick up anybody, but again, they're working on the margins here. You're not going to pick up, in all likelihood, a super impactful player.
No, but it's another piece that'll help Jaden Daniels' development as a rookie.
I hope so. If he stays healthy, his biggest issue is staying healthy.
Yeah.
What they say also is apparently he's very physical. And again, they're trying to model Ayuk and everything that they do in San Francisco. They don't want the real thing, but they want to replicate.
Apparently,
what those guys do.
John Lynch seems like he's losing patience dealing with Ayuk and his reps.
Well, how does it work now?
Closer to the season?
Because now they've gone into another level, right? So now there's a different level of classification. I'm not quite sure what it is, but they were saying now they might start finding him.
Because he was a hold in before. Now he's not at practice at all.
Oh, so he's not even showing up now.
I don't think he showed up yesterday.
And there's rumors that if he doesn't sign or if they don't come to some sort of agreement in the next day or two, like, he's in peril of missing week one, as is Trent Williams.
Right.
By the way,
I don't think Trent gives up.
Noah Brown and Terry McLaurin were teammates at Ohio State for at least two seasons, maybe three seasons.
I don't know what that means, other than I'm sure Terry vouches for him. You know? And obviously he was a highly recruited guy.
Ridiculous wide receiver room.
Yeah.
Because those guys were, I know Terry McLaurin wasn't the standout, obviously top pick from that class.
Yeah,
he was under the radar third round guy.
Yeah,
who just blossomed here.
So Eric, now that the roster's been set, now you can get fined for unexcused absences on team activity. So if you miss,
that's the difference.
You miss a walkthrough, if you miss a team meeting, or if you miss, you know, whatever film, you can get fined 12 to 16,000, depending on what your deal is. It's 12 to 16,000 per activity missed, and maximum of 46,000 per day. So that's what he's looking at.
I mean, there's right saltiness now. All the way around. I mean, Jamar Chase, there was video of him just walking on the sidelines at practice, no pads on, after he had practiced a few days before. Like, he doesn't still have a deal done.
Mm.
So these guys are agitated for deals, and the season starts a week from tonight.
It's a tough spot, man, because they also feel, not only do they have their ego and professional pride on the way, the other receivers are counting on them to not sign deals below their value.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of pressure. I mean, and then Jamar Chase, putting pressure on them. Yeah. I envy them because eventually it usually works out and they make a boatload of cash. But I don't envy him in this moment of pressure.
Right. I mean, Chase sees the deals that his former teammate Justin Jefferson signed, what CeeDee Lamb just signed.
Yeah.
And he wants equal, if not more, money.
Right.
And the Bengals are like, I don't know if we want to give you that more money than Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, I mean, like, they're not necessarily known for giving everybody huge dollars.
Well, you can not pay him and just get worse.
Right.
Well, they're kind of in a tough spot. They're eventually going to pay him.
Correct.
But it's just getting drawn out.
Well, this is what happens when you draft high and you draft really good players and they turn out to be superstars.
Yep.
Well, these dum-dums in the front office and the owner, they know they got to pay him at some point.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
You know, they've got a budget for that.
Well, hopefully the Commanders are in the same boat with Jaden Daniels in about 3 or 4 seasons.
Getting back to the Commanders.
They're going to have to extend him and give him a big fat deal.
I am surprised that they didn't invite Bryant. My understanding is they didn't invite Bryant back. It's not that he declined. My understanding is they didn't invite him back to the practice squad. That did shock me. Not that I think he's a world beater, but I thought, well, they liked him enough to bring him in late, you know, produced a little bit. There's an intriguing size. So I was surprised.
It's funny that they put Tinsley on the practice squad, but not Bryant.
Yeah.
There was another couple. They put Kaz Allen on the practice squad as well.
Yeah. The only one that surprised me, based on listening to all the guys that cover the team, the men and women that cover the team, was that they did bring back Rodriguez.
Chris Rodriguez, yeah.
That was the one that was a little eyebrow raising.
You're welcome to join us on an open line Thursday here on the Jux. The number's 800-636-1067, the MGM National Harbor listener lines. We're 1 week away from the NFL season. You could talk about the Nats with a nice win against the Yankees. There's a big slate of college football.
21 games tonight.
Tonight, lots of bets that will be placed by the guy sitting directly across from me. We'll get into the Jux sports page when we come back next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.